So we last left off discussing the different names of Hashem. Hapsadaf Tav Vav in the new edition of Sif Sechein. So, just to get back into things, Hashem Yisroach has many names. And one of the great purposes of creation was to reveal these names. Zohar says, as Yari explains, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be called something. And because as long as something is Ein Sof, and it's higher than any Gvul, so there's no way to refer to Him, and there's no way to truly know Him. I can't say that to truly know Him, but in a pratyistic way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be identified. Just like Lamashal, when we know each other. So the fact that we know each other's names means that there's a deeper connection on the surface. So a name is something which is very important. It refers to a person's essence. So when it comes to Kodesh Baruch Hu, so His essence is not His name, but He reveals Himself to us using these names. And we explain that every sphere is going to have a different name. And that name is going to touch up that Mida, that sphere. So here we're holding in Sfiras Gevura. So on this page we have Chesed was the Shem Kel, as it says, Chesed Kel Kal Hayayim. The Sfira Gevura is the Shem Elokim. HaMoira Al Tekev Gevura V'din Milashen Dayan V'Shoifet. That refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Dayan, as the Judge, as the Shoifet. Gam Milashen HaKasav V'es Eli HaAretz Lokach. In Yecheskel, the strong ones. Melech Bava Lokach B'Shivi Es HaSarim Giboyri HaAretz. So, not only is it Elekim, but here we're referencing, in the brackets, Eli HaAretz Lokach. What makes this reference interesting is, if you take a look at the footnote here in Yud Beis, he writes, "B'zoy Hakadosh Yisrael Elokim b'chol asa hu gevura." Elokim is always gevura. "V'chasa b'shla Hakadosh v'da ki shem Elokim pirusha bal koyach gevura," as it says, "v'es eile ha'aretz lakach." So that's his raya from here. But if you skip to the other paragraph, it says, "V'ish l'das ki beis Hashem as keil v'Elokim shnehem him elashim gedula v'chozik v'toykev." Doesn't this word eile seem very similar to the Shem Kel? As it says, "Ves Eli Ha'aretz Lakach, Vechein Tzikascha Kahari Kel, Shehin Lashon Gedula." It's not only Lashon Gevura, seemingly of strength, also Lashon Gedula. "Ach ki haya lahem b'kabbalah k'sheshanechtav Hashem Kel perusha shehu mischazik u'misgada lahashpia toiv v'chesed k'shenechtav Hashem Elokim perusha shehu mischazik b'gevura." They understood that in that context, or in certain contexts, that the Shem Kael is coming to give chesed. It's coming to give chesed. But when it's written out as Elokim, it's mischazik b'gvur. So he comes out as saying that even though it seems that these two names are similar, so what's the difference? What's the shayches between Kael and Elokim? It sounds like it has the same shayush. Why is chesed? Why is gvur? Teretz is kachavi. The tzaddikim, other tzaddikim, I'm surprised he doesn't bring this here. Maybe he brought in the funnel before, I didn't see. They explained that the Shem Kael can imply both chesed and gvura. And this is the raya for that. It says, "Ves eile ha'aretz lakach." The Rav Shutzer brings this many times in Zohar Kodesh. That the Shem Kael means chesed, but it can also imply a lashon of gvura. And the way that this is broken down and explained is that there's Elokim and then there's Kael. If we want to talk about this in a little bit more broad, in more broad terms, the Tzaddikim explain that in the Beis Din Shel Ma'ala there are three Shemas: Kael, Elokim, Havaya. Kel Elokim Havaya. Kel is Chesed, which is Avraham Avinu. Elokim is Yitzchak. And Havaya is Yaakov. That's called the Beis Din. Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes. We know that the way that Beis Din works is that it's Balta Beroiv. You have to have a majority. 2 versus 1. Being that of these three names, we have Havaya, which is clearly Chesed, we have Elokim, which is clearly Din. What we're trying to do is that we're trying to draw that third name, which is Kael, to the Tzad HaChesed, but it could also be noted to the Tzad HaMishpat. Because on the one hand, Chesed Kael Kolayon. Kael is the shame of Chesed. On the other hand, at the roots of Elokim implies that there is an aspect of Mishpat. So depending on which way we swing the shame Kael is going to determine the Din. If it becomes Kael Havaya, these two names together, so then it'd be Machriya the Din. But if we can't bring the Tzad Kel and the Tzad HaChesed and it swings to the Tzad HaMishpat, so then it's Kel Elokim B'machriya the Shem HaVaya. We explain that this is the Pshat of the Pasuk that the Tzadikim quote for this. We say in Halal, Kel Hashem V'ya'er Lanu. Kel HaVaya, these two names, if you can get Avraham and Yaakov on the same side, then Vaya'er, you will give light, you will illuminate, Lanu, which is Gemachi Elokim. Where do we see a reference to this? In one of the Tehillim, it begins, Kel Elokim Havaya. And it says something like Yam and Mishpat. I forget exactly what it is. But you'll find in Tehillim that these three names right next to each other, Kel Havaya Elokim. That's the Beis Din Shalmala. The way that it works is that the Shem Elokim at its shoyrish is the Shem Kel. Now, does that mean that Kel in its roots, is really din, because it's at the shoresh of the Shem Elokim? Or do we go deeper, do we say that no, really the shoresh of all Gevura and Mishpat is really all Chesed? And that's the great Gilur that Havaya is trying to bring when it takes on the Shem Elokim. We mentioned a couple of years ago that the very first reference in Torah to any Melchama is the Arba Melachim and the Chamisha Melachim. And the Kabbalim explained that the Melchama of the Arba Melachim and the Chamisha Melachim is a Melchama of the 4 letters of the Shem Havaya and the 5 letters of the Shem Elokim. That's called Melchemes Arba Melachim, the 4 letters, versus the Chamisha, which is the 5 letters. And the way that the Melchama went, was that in the beginning, the 4 kings defeated the 5 kings. And then Avram came along, and he rallied the 5 kings. He didn't really rally them, he just took over. And he was victorious over the 5 kings. What that shows us, when it comes to the whole tahalich of life, is that there's Arba Melachim, Chamisha Melachim, Havaya and Elokim. In the beginning, Havaya should win over the Shem Elokim. But the purpose of the Shem El Havaya, conquering the Shem Elokim, is to be Megala, that really at the Oimek of Elokim, there's really even greater Chesed and Ava and Rachmanis than there was in the Shem Havaya.
Because Elokim is the only reason why we exist.
Huh?
Elokim is the only reason we only exist because of Din. Because of, right? Because the symptom is the core of Din. So if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't even be here.
That's right. So Be'emes, what you're saying though is that if we don't see the Mishpat and the Din of Hashem as Rachmanis, it's not mean that it's not Rachmanis, it means that we don't understand the place of Midas HaDin. That if when Din has a kilkel, when Din runs off its track, off its course, so then it goes haywire and it starts to punish, and we see the Shem Elokim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being a very strict God. Strict Midas.
You can say, you know, in yesterday's daf, it says, Kel Deya Hashem. Maybe that's the pshat, which is when you realize that Kel is really Havaya.
Right.
The essence of the das is knowing that Kel
very nice.
Really is.
Very nice, yeah. That's very good. Kel Deya Havaya. That's right. To know that Kel is really a Mida, which belongs to Havaya, not to Elokim. And when what happens is that when you swing Kael to the Tzad HaChesed, and you show that the Tzad Kael is Chesed, It's mam tekiv the shem elokim, because what it's saying is that the shayrish of the shem elokim is kale. And if kale is chesed, that means that its root, even mishpat, is chesed. That's what the Ramah says, chesed u'mishpat ashir. Whether you give me chesed, whether you give me mishpat, I'm going to sing to you Hashem. Because David HaMelech was the one who knew very firmly that the midah of din is really midah of chesed. And that's, by the way, why Dafka by Avram Avinu they have this Malcham, Avram Malach, Malcham, Misha Malachim, because Avram represents the shame chesed, which is the shame kale. And it's this Malchama between Havai and Elokim, right? Which is what? Between Havai and Elokim, which will determine where is Avram Avinu. In one camp is this shame kale. Yitzchak and Yaakov, Elokim and Havaya, they're at war because they want who? They want the shame kale. Is kale going to be something which implies that din, like Elokim is claiming? Or is Havaya saying, no, you don't get it. At the root of who you are, you're really a tzad, you're really a chesed, you're really rachamim. So therefore, what happens? In the beginning, Havaya conquers Elokim. And therefore, he's able to gather the support of the shame kale, which is why Avram Avinu comes along. He takes Avram Avinu. And what does Avram Avinu do? He comes and he's megala the chesed of the Shem Elokim. So that's what's taking place. That's what the very first melchama is, a paradigm to every melchama, which is a Beis Din. Every Beis Din is these three trying to fight over, is this going to be noted to the Tzad Din, be noted to the Tzad Chesed? Okay, so that's the Shem Elokim. So therefore, this word as Eli Haaretz Lokach. So the Mefarshim explain that Eile is from a Lashon Kale, not from a Lashon Gvur of Elokim. Yes, it's at the root of the Shem Elokim. But what it's coming to teach me is that this Shem Kale can also be a reference to Gvura, although in its roots, it's clearly hinting to the Shem Kale, which is the Shem of Chesed. Let's continue. Kvithriyas Tiferes, Mir Shem Havaya HaPashad Yud Kivavker. Tiferes is Yud Kivavke, which is the Mid of Yaakov Avinu, like explained. Kishim Havaya Bechlal Yisroel means the Sfiras Chachma Bina Tiferes Machas. Like we explained at length, that Havaya, each letter of Havaya represents the entire 10 spheres. Alva Bepratiyas Mir, Kol Hashem Bitsfiras Tiferes Levada. But if you want to speak in pratiyasness, so we would say that Tiferes is the Shem Havaya. Kihi Amuda De Emtsa'isa Shekoyla Les Kol HaKoyma. Is considered to be at the center of the entire binyan. Kibiroishem is chaver la'amaychin, because it goes to the tippy top, which is the maychin yud k, and b'seifim is chaver la'malchus, which is at the bottom. So, on the one hand, the sphere of tiferes, which is where havaya stands, is pratius, but there's something very kolius about the shem havaya, and that the shem havaya, as always, represents everything. So, this gives a certain supremacy to the Shem Havaya amongst all the other names, and to the sphere of Tiferes amongst all the other spheres, in that since Tiferes, he rests at the heart of the 10 spheres, because Tiferes is in the middle. In that way, it's like the lave. That although the lave is in the center, not at the top, it's at the center, being the center has an advantage that it's able to be in between the Meichin and the Midos as well. Which is why it was a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Gval de Chachma that he placed the heart in the center of the body, because it has to be able to pump the blood equally, top and the bottom. And the heart is the life source of the body. So in the same way, Tiferes, at the center of this Elan, of this Binyan, is at the life source of the entire Binyan. That's why, Ki Yaakov Bachar Leika, Kadosh Baruch Hu chose Yaakov. It's a special Bechir that Hashem has in Yaakov, like he's Bechir the Shem Havaya over all the Shemas. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Boicher B'Yaakov over all the tzaddikim. That's what we say, Bereishis B'Shvil Yisrael. Everything is B'Shvil Yisrael, which is Yaakov Avinu. So that's the supremacy that Tiferes, that Yaakov has. Of course, it's a very beautiful sugya, this whole inyan of Yaakov Avinu and Tiferes and the Lev and Havaya, and this whole concept of how, even though B'Pratiyas, this stands out as a Klalius as well. Gam nikra Tiferes midas harachamim. So Tiferes also has a nickname, which is rachamim. Kevan shem memutza bin chesed ugvura. Like we explained, that it's a memutza, that it's in between chesed and gvura as we go down the chain. Vashem havaya hamer ba mara gam kein al midas harachamim. So, and this is really what we were speaking about, and that the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu is boicher b'Yaakov Avinu, it's pashet, is because Avraham, which is chesed by itself, is not enough. The mid of din of Yitzchak Avinu is certainly not enough. The whole tach is that there should be this mizug of chesed and gevura, from which comes Yaakov Avinu. That perfection of the mixing of chesed and gevura, that balance between them, is what makes Yaakov so special and so chaviv to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, because it's not just enough to just overpower with chesed or to hold back so much with midav din. The real tachlis harachamim is when a person is able to bestow and to give in a way that it's not just good for him to give, but in a way that the makabel is able to receive. Able to receive. So that's what Yitzchak Avinu does. When he finds its rightful place in the house of Avram Avinu, which is where the house of Avram is where Yitzchak grew up, Yitzchak is supposed to be able to learn the midas hadin in a way that he's bestowing chesed, which is the chesed of Avram, in a way that it's b'midu u'b'mishkol, so that the makabel should be able to be makabel. Because until that happens, the only way that Gvura can actually do chesed is by not doing anything. Understand? For example, if a person is a very bad person, he's a person who does damage, that he harms, so the best way that this person can be of service to the world is to lock him up. That's the best way. Because since he's a mazik, so there's nothing which can come good from a mazik. The only thing that really can come good from a mazik is to make sure that he's put away somewhere and nobody can touch him. Right? So that's really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with Yitzchak Avinu. I can't say exactly, but not exactly that. It has to do with the fact that Yitzchak never left Eretz Yisrael. Because since Yitzchak is so much heavy on the Midas Adin, his place was in Eretz Yisrael that he can function. Because as soon as the Midas Adin should go into Chutz Laretz, which is the Midah, also the Midah Din, it's too heavy on the Din, and that's called Din which falls into Golas, Din which goes off track. The place that the Midas Adin has to be is in the house of Avram Avinu. And if he's not in the house of Avram Avinu, then he shouldn't do anything. Shouldn't do anything. That's the biggest chesed that he could do, is to not do anything. But if he finds his place in the world of chesed, then he has a very special purpose, which is that when the chesed comes down, to be mitzamtzim the chesed in the way that the makabel should be able to be makabel it. That the midas hadin is looking out for the makabel, not for the mashpia. If you have somebody who wants to be mashpia so much, but he's not thinking about the makabel, he's just thinking about himself. That my tev is to give, and I feel good when I give. So I'm just going to give, and it doesn't matter who's makabel it, that's shiras hakelim. Nobody's going to be able to receive from you. I'm just going to be breaking, because you have an agenda that you want to give because it feels good to give.
How's that connect to racham? Does that connect to racham?
Yeah, that's this racham.
How's it racham? The racham means you have racham on the makabel?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. You're looking out for the makabel. So when the midas hadin finds its place in the house of Avram, and he says, I agree that I'm tofel to you. I agree that I can't go out on my own. Because as soon as the midas hadin goes out on its own and he's not looking up to the midas of chesed, then he's just going to run over everything in his way. So if he has the hachna to find himself in the house of Avram, and to recognize that the ikar hashpa is really coming from above and not from me, so then he finds his way, as that chesed is coming down, and it's coming through gvura, it's making its way down now, the midah of gvura is thinking to himself, he's looking down below, and he's saying, how am I able to be mitzamsim this, letoivas hamakabel? That's otherwise, that's Shira Sakela.
So is Din practicing Rachamim, or is it just that the manifestation of proper Tzimtzum is only in looking at Rachamim?
So Din is practicing Din. It's just that if it allows itself to be in the chain, and it has the Hachna'at, to the Midah of Chesed, that it's not going to, one, take everything for itself, mm-hmm. and all the spheres have to make that choice, mm-hmm. and two, he's looking down to see how he can give it the mishkal of Amida for the benefit of that, then what will emerge from that is a toiva and a chesed to rachamim. What we're saying though is that shefa that rachamim will now be makabel, since it will be b'mida, because gevura is giving its stamp on it. It's participating in the hashba, so that's called rachamim. That's called rachamim. So that's Tiferes, which is the Shem of Rachamim. And that this Midah of Rachamim is considered to be Ahava. So the Targum of Ahava is always Rechimu. because the ikkar compassion, the compassion, let's say a father really wants to give to his child, but he knows that if he gives too much, then it's going to break the child, it's going to spoil the child. So that holding back that the father does for the child, that's called the midah rachman, that's called rachmanis on his child, because he loves his child, he's careful to not give too much to the child. That comes from a place of Abba, such a midah. Because that means that although the father wants to give to his child, but he's thinking about the toiv of the child, so he's now acting as a father when he knows how to withhold at times chesed from his child in order to build the child. Very important midah. Let's continue. In a couple more minutes. Besfiras Netzach, in the sphere of Netzach, Meir Shem Havaya Tzvakos. So over here, we're going to borrow a Havaya, but we're going to add Tzvakos. Tzvakos is the shame which is connected to Netzach and Hod. And the sphere of Hod is the shame Elokim Tzvakos. Milashen Chele HaTzava, like the troops. Shem HaShpos HaYordim Milamala Ad HaYesod, which goes down Lamata till Yesod. Doesn't really explain the Shem Tzvakos here. Shem HaShpos HaYordim Milamala Ad HaYesod V'Heim Tzvichim La'avor Derech HaTrein Yerichim She Netzach V'Hod. We know that it corresponds to the right and the left side. He explains now, Netzach V'Hod Him B'China Achaz B'Hem Meir HaShem Tzvakos. They both have Tzvakos, rak the Netzach Noit of the Amin, which is Chesed, to the right side, which is where Havaya is, and Hod, which is to the left, is Gvur, which is Shem Elokim. The real aspect of the Shem Tzvakos is that Tzvakos is the Inyan of Ribui. When we speak about Ribui, we speak about the Shem Tzvakos. Like, for example, in this past week's Parsha, it says, by Yitzias Mitzrayim, Yatsu kol Tzvakos Hashem Eretz Mitzrayim, that all the Tzvakos of Hashem left Mitzrayim. So, for example, the Malachim are called Tzvakos, and Klai Yisrael are called Tzvakos, by Yitzias Mitzrayim. Right? That's what the Pasuk says. The first time Bnei Yisrael is referred to as Tzvakos is by Yitzias Mitzrayim. The reason why that is because Tzvakos is Moira on a Lashon of Ribui Umispar. Right? There's a Pasuk which says that. It's not coming to me right now. About Mispar and Tzvakos. But the difference, as we spoke about at a different time, between the higher spheres and the lower spheres, is that the higher spheres, for the most part, represent quality, and the lower spheres represent quantity. Quality versus quantity. As we go down this road of spheres from Keser to Malchus, it's a movement from quality to quantity. You even see that in the whole binyan of the spheres. Look at it. If we look at it in a way of 10 spheres divided into 3 parts, we would say like this. Keser stands by itself. Right? That's how it is. Then there's Chachma, Bina, and Das below that, which is 3, to the right, left, and center. And then after that, we have 7. Right? What we see from here is that we go from 1 to 3 to 7. We're moving from quality to quantity. Yeah? Until we get to Malchus, which is at the end, which is less than Megarim Klum, which has really nothing of its own. That means like it's like ad ein mispar. So when it comes to Malchus. So for example, the pasuk refers to the Koychavim as Tzvakos, because the Koychavim have tremendous mispar. When Klai Yisrael Mitzrayim, also b'li mispar. The Torah says vayishutzu vayibu vayif me'od me'od. They were so much when they left Mitzrayim. And the same thing is true about the Malachim, of course. The Malachim are also very, very much. So the reason why when we come to these lower spheres, we introduce the Shem Tzvakos, which, by the way, also, the Shem Tzvakos, out of all the names that we're going to see, is also the greatest gematria of any Shem. Greatest gematria. So we had Kael, Elokim, Havaya, we're going to see Shakai in a second, Adnos, right? Tzvakos is the highest gematria out of all these names, which is 499. It could be that it has even a higher gematria than all the other shames combined, which we saw. As Tzvakos is an inyan of mispar, so therefore it's like it doesn't. It's what it's saying is havaya mispar. It's a mispar of havaya. Elokim Tzvakos is a mispar of Elokim. That's what Tzva means. That there's not just the general. There's not just the colonel and the lieutenant. There's lots of soldiers. Of what are those basic soldiers called?
Infantry.
Yeah. Fine.
What is it? So, I understand what that means all on its face, but what does that mean?
So as the Shefa comes down, for the most part, Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferes have already determined the type of Shefa which there will be. What's needed at the next leg of the Shefa process is to determine how much. Mm-hmm. How much.
Scale it out.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So that has to be thinking. That's in production, that's how we think. We determine the quality of the product. That's the first step. We have to determine exactly how to capitalize on the quality. And that's the way it works in Kedusha. Kedusha is always quality over quantity. We don't produce, we don't mass produce at the expense of quality. That's not the way the Kedusha works. That's where the Sitracha works. The Mitzrayim is Gematria Misbar. And it was only when Klai Yisrael came to Mitzrayim that were they moided like that. Ad Ein Misbar. It was so much Misbar in Mitzrayim. Because Mitzrayim is Gematria Misbar. But if you just have Misbar without quality, then you have Mitzrayim without Klai Yisrael. And that's what the Sitracha likes to do. It likes to produce, right? The most evil, the greatest evil is buying a product which is mass-produced, which has no quality. I have a friend whose father used to say, it could be an expression, that the expensive is cheap and the cheap is expensive. Because when you buy cheap, then you end up constantly buying because it's always breaking. If you make one purchase of something which is good, it's expensive, but it's good quality, and that's cheaper because you buy it once, you don't have to buy it again. So that mentality of producing a lot, but in a very cheap way, that's what the Sitracha does. And it impresses you by its numbers. And that was Esav. Right? Esav came to Yaakov Avinu with 400 men strong. But that was just in order to impress Yaakov Avinu, to scare Yaakov Avinu. So what did Yaakov do back because he knew he was coming to Esav? He sent them all types of so many gifts and animals and everything was so that, Chazal said, "Lahasbiya eino shalosu ash," that he should see a lot and he should say, wow. Because the Sitra Acher is impressed with numbers. That's why when Yaakov shows up to Par, what does Par say to Yaakov? Kama yimei shnei chayecha. What type of a question is that to ask somebody if you meet for the first time? Par sees Yaakov and says, how old are you?
Competition.
Right? First of all, he was in competition with Yaakov, you know, and he knew that whoever would be older would be more strong. Because they measure quality by quantity. That's how the Sitra Acha works. Who's got more is got better. If you have $1 million in the bank and he has $2 million in the bank, he's better than you. That's how it works. It's not about how you're going to use your money. It's not about what you do with your money. It's about whoever has more power. So that's right. Yaakov came and he saw Parasam as a threat. And he said to him, Kam yimei shnei chayecha. Remember, Par was a god. And Par was considered to have been somebody who lived forever and forever and forever. But he saw a man here, which is the face of Yaakov Avinu, who was also looked very old. This is a face which goes back to where? To Gan Eden, and this is the face of Adam Arishon he saw. He said to him, Kami Mishnecha, how old is a face like this? This face looks like it goes back even farther than me. But the truth is that Yaakov was Adam, and Paro was what the Zohar calls Adam Blial. It's like the fake Adam. It's the fake Adam. But Paro was impressed by numbers, so he says, Kami Mishnecha, how much? That was the first word Paro ever said to Yaakov. How much are you? But by the Sitra de Kedusha, it's the opposite. We determine quality, and then we determine quantity. That's why Avraham Avinu could have also had more kids. And he did have more kids, but they're not Bechalal the Shvatim. It's only Yitzhak, and he didn't take Yishmael, and he didn't take, you know why? Because although Avraham did produce more, but since that production was a quantity at the expense of the quality, since I'm not taking that to be Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael's not coming for that. Whereas Yaakov, you know, he produced quality after quality after quality after quality. And when he produced 12 quality children, he said, I'm done. I'm stopping. And that's why Yaakov is considered to be a mizug of Avram and Yitzhak. Because Avram also produced a lot. He had a lot of children. That's to produce. But if that's called chesed, and that chesed is producing in a way that he's not thinking about what's going to come from that. It's if you're producing it in a way where it's just quantity but not quality, that's not yet the Yaakov Achaleka. Whereas Yitzhak only produced two. He produced the Yaakov and the Yishmael. But as soon as he saw that he was mass producing in a way that it was at the expense of quality, he stopped. Only when Yaakov Avinu comes do we have quality and quantity together. That he was able to produce again and again and again and again, where he's producing quantity, which is a quantity of quality. that sacrament. That's what happens when we come to here to Netzach and Tahod. Right? We're going to produce. We've determined what the product is going to be. Now let's get it out there in a way that everyone will be a home run. That's called Netzach V'Hod, as we make our way to Yesod, which will be the final shlab, which is the actual production process. Have a great day.